The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the list from the May 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Let's begin on page 8 with Who's Who in Sports. Line 3. Jose Ramirez, third baseman, Cleveland Indians. His height is 5'9", his weight is 165 pounds. He was born September 17, 1992, Boni, Dominican Republic. Ramirez received his first All-Star nod and first Silver Slugger Award in 2017 and finished third in American League MVP voting. He had a .583 slugging percentage, a .318 average, 29 home runs, 83 runs batted in, and a team best 186 hits. He also led the American League in doubles, 56, and had the second most extra base hits by a switch hitter in Major League Baseball history, 91. In 2017, Ramirez started 65 games at second base and 86 at third. He has also played shortstop and left field. Question: which other Cleveland player won a Silver Slugger Award in 2017? Do 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 do. Answer: shortstop Francisco Lindor. Next, Alvin Kamara, running back, New Orleans Saints. His height is 5'10", his weight is 215 pounds. He was born July 25, 1995, in Atlanta, Georgia. Kamara was named the 2017 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year after rushing for 728 yards and 8 touchdowns and catching 81 passes for 826 yards and 5 scores. He also returned a kickoff 106 yards for a touchdown. He gained 6.1 yards per carry, best among all backs with at least 120 rushes, and he made the Pro Bowl. In two seasons at Tennessee, Kamara rushed for 1,294 yards and had 683 yards receiving and scored 23 total touchdowns. Question: who was the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year? Do 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 do. Answer: Los Angeles Rams running back Todd Gurley. And finally, Thomas Vanciyaziel, defender, Charleston. His height is 5'11", his weight is 170 pounds. He was born July 27, 1994, in Caen, France. Vanciyaziel, a senior, was named the 2017 Division II National Player of the Year after helping Charleston earn its first NCAA title in school history. The Golden Eagles beat Lynn University 3-1 in penalty kicks. He started every game for Charleston in 2017 and had 4 goals and 2 assists. Vincenta Yezili was first team All-Mountain East Conference and the MEC Defender of the Year. He played for French pro teams in lower tier leagues in 2011, 2012, and in 2013 and 2014. Question: who won the 2017 Men's Division I NCAA Championship? Do 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 answer, Stanford University. Page 30, the Z vector. Here pictured on page 30 is future Duke freshman Zion Williamson. Generations are tough to define. If your parents were born in the 70s, they're part of what's known as the Generation X. People who came of age in the early 2000s are called millennials. And kids who are now in high school or younger, in other words, you, are known as Generation Z. Maybe you didn't know you were part of Gen Z. That's okay. It's not a formal designation. There won't be a special Z on your license when you start driving. But this generation definitely has its own beliefs, cultural reference points, and motivations. One defining feature of Gen Z kids is their knowledge of and access to technology. Many millennials didn't use a personal computer until they were already in school. Today's kids have more computing power in their pockets than their parents had in their entire houses 10 years ago. It's no surprise, then, that the generation that thinks telephones are for taking pictures would have different ideas than their parents about sports. Today's kids watch their favorite teams differently. That's what happens when you can stream multiple games and check stats all on the same screen. Leagues and networks are already frantically trying to tailor their broadcasts to attract this new demographic. Kids play sports differently, too. A 2012 study published in the Journal of Coaching Education found that Gen Z athletes want a coach who does not yell and remains calm, is caring and encouraging, has knowledge of the sport, and involves the team in decision-making. It makes sense that kids who grew up with endless instructional videos to watch online would want something more from their leaders, and they expect more from themselves. The athletes in this feature are the best of their peer group and are perfect examples of what makes Gen Z unique. From Zion Williamson, who made his name as the viral star of YouTube Hoops mixtapes, to Brianna Pinto, whose big sports moment involved a text message she received at school. These seven are excellent ambassadors for their peers. But there is one thing that transcends eras: talent. Whether it's viewed on a smartphone or a TV, a great play is a great play. That's why we've also compared these up-and-comers with predecessors in their sports. Now, of course, it's important not to take the idea of a generation too seriously. All the people born in a 20-year window can't be described in the same way. Inevitably, however, a few exceptional individuals end up defining their era. These kids may do just that for Generation Z. Who will lead America's next generation of sports stars? Meet seven young athletes who are dominating in the gym, at the rink, and on the field. Zion Williamson, hometown, Spartanburg, South Carolina, age 17, headed to Duke University. The Deets. Zion, who enrolled at Spartanburg Day School as a freshman, started gaining national attention the summer after his sophomore year. He received co-MVP honors at the National Basketball Players Association Top 100 Camp and the Under Armour Elite 24 Camp. The following season, he was named the Max Prep National Junior of the Year. In February, as a senior, he led the Griffins to a third straight South Carolina Class AA championship, scoring 37 points and grabbing 17 boards in the title game. He averaged 36.4 points and 11.4 rebounds this past season, was named a McDonald's All-American, and was selected to play in the Jordan Brand Classic. Aha moment. Recalls Reader Harold, the athletic director at SDS. I remember when Zion was a freshman and he had a breakaway. I was standing at the end of the gym. I remember his eyes were so big and I watched him just elevate and dunk the ball. I thought, oh my gosh, this is going to be something really amazing one day. You could just see that it was there. Slam sighting. Zion's dunks have gone viral over the last couple of years, shining a spotlight on tiny Spartanburg Day, a private school of about 450 students. So what was the atmosphere like at Griffin's basketball games? insane, says Harold without hesitation. You're talking about a gym that can hold maybe 700 people comfortably, and we were putting 1,000 in and making everybody squeeze up. When Zion would get the ball, all you would hear is, oh, and everybody would stand up with their cell phones. Sometimes those fans had driven for hours. Says Harold, we had parents who had tickets who would come to the game and say, I'm not staying. You can have my tickets so that people who drove from Tennessee and North Carolina and Virginia could get in. Expert analysis. Back in November, NBA superstar Kevin Durant reviewed high school highlight reel for his YouTube channel and punctuated his assessment of Zion with exclamations like, goodness and wow. Durant calls Zion a freakish athlete, a once-in-a-generation type athlete. Strong left, good finish. In transition, it's kind of hard to stop this dude. It's like nearly impossible. If you give him space, he's taking off. He gets to the rim. Evokes. He's been compared with all the greatest dunkers in history, such as Michael Jordan and Vince Carter. But those guys weren't 6'7", 250 pounds. So we haven't really seen anyone like Zion. Continuation with Generation Z. Oliver Wahlstrom, hometown Yarmouth, Maine, committed to Harvard University. The Deets. Oliver played for the United States Development Program under-18 team based in Plymouth, Michigan, serving as an alternate captain. The forward leads his team with 82 points in 53 games, nearly 20 points more than the second leading scorer. Oliver, who has also represented the United States internationally, is rated as the seventh best 2018 draft prospect, according to NHL Central Scouting, and as the best American high school player. Says his coach, Seth Appert, he's one of the best players in the world at his age. Aha moment. Oliver moved from his home in Maine in 2014 to play at Shattuck St. Mary's, a prep school in Minnesota that has produced a number of NHL stars, including Sidney Crosby and Jonathan Toews. That's when hockey started getting more serious, Oliver says. When I made that transition from playing at home to moving away, that's where I defined my hockey career. Coach's Corner. Appert says that while Oliver is a natural goal scorer, he's not a one-dimensional player. The one thing that Oliver has become really great at is not only being just a lurking goal scorer, but being a power forward, a physical presence with and without the puck. Evokes. At age 9, Oliver went viral when his shootout moves made jaws drop. Take into account this elite puck handling skills and his powerful slap shot, and two famous names come to mind. Guys like Alex Ovechkin, left, and Patrick Lalanne. Appert says they have that special shot that Oliver has. Oliver has extreme talent. All in the family. Oliver's dad, Joakim, played professionally in Sweden. When Oliver was growing up in Maine, his dad instilled in him a true appreciation for hockey. He was working his butt off, making a rink for me to skate on every day after school, says Oliver. He had pictures all around the house. The rink was a special thing. I'm very thankful for that. That made me fall in love with the sport. Favorite subject. United States history. This is for Oliver Wahlstrom. Favorite hobbies. Golf, fishing, chilling on the beach. Favorite emoji. The Sun Man. Athlete inspiration. Alex Ovechkin. I had a big picture of Ovechkin in my room. He was unbelievable. I fell in love with how he played, how fun he made the game. I watched him every time he was on TV. Dream event to attend. Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Nando DeSantis, hometown, Montverde, Florida, committed to Florida State. The Deets, a smooth switch-hitting shortstop, Nander is one of the best high school players in America. Originally from Panama, Nander is a senior at Montverde Academy and was hitting .425 with one homer and 9 RBIs through 16 games in 2018. He was also the runner-up at the Under Armour All-America Game Home Run Derby last July. Aha moment. Nander moved to Florida from Panama when he was 15. When he got here, he was ready to compete against top American talent. I knew when I got to Monteverde Academy my sophomore year, I realized I had the chance to become an elite prospect. Once I played against the other high schools, I felt I had a head, over the other players. Coach's Corner. He's a hard-working kid, says Coach Victor Palencia, a former minor league catcher. He's a team player and a special player. When you have the talent he has, the sky is the limit. Evokes. Nander's power and fun-loving personality bring to mind a former Monteverde shortstop, Cleveland's Francisco Lindor. But Valencia says Nander is similar to Mariners second baseman Robinson Cano, left. Both are middle infielders with big-time power, are slick defensively, and make the game look easy. Learning experience. Not only does Nander play the same position as Lindor, but he benefits from the star's advice. Lindor comes to campus often, and he has served as a mentor to Nander. It's amazing, he says. He's teaching me about the game, about being a good player and a better person. He tells me to keep it humble. Baseball is already hard enough. He just tells me to do good work and have fun. I'm definitely taking his advice. Brianna Pinto, hometown, Durham, North Carolina. Age 17, headed to the University of North Carolina. The Deets. Brianna, a central midfielder, made her first appearance in a game for the United States national team in the under-14s when she was 13. She has continued to play up, and in 2015, at 15, she played her first game for the under-20 squad. The same year, she was named the North Carolina Gatorade Player of the Year. In 2016, she started all five matches for the United States during regional qualifying for the Under-17 World Cup in Jordan, then was named to the CONCACAF Under-17 Women's Championship, Best 11. She started all three games the United States played at that World Cup. She has been to Under-23 and full national team training camps and is currently on the roster for the Under-20 team. She netted her first goal in Under-20 game in March, the lone score in a 1-0 victory over France. Aha moment. In seventh grade, 12-year-old Brianna, who played the violin, was in orchestra class when she glanced down at her phone. Her parents had texted her on the family group chat. Congratulations, Brianna. You made the under-14 girls' national team camp in Portland, Oregon. I cried. I thought it was super exciting because it's something I had wanted forever, said Brianna. My teacher was super supportive, and my whole class was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Coach's Corner. She's very committed to her goals, said United States Under-20 Women's National Team coach Chitka Klimkova. She's very comfortable with the ball, and she understands her role really well. You would recognize on the field that she is 2 years younger than the players around her. Evokes. Brianna's mom played softball at the University of North Carolina, and her father played soccer there as a forward. When I'm super aggressive, I kind of mimic my dad, says Brianna, who described herself as a pass-first player, kind of like Andres Iniesta on the left from Barcelona. Her favorite subject, math. Her favorite hobby, traveling. Something that soccer has given me is the ability and the privilege to travel to places I would otherwise never go. After the World Cup with the under-17s, I stayed in Jordan with my family, and it was the best experience of my life. Favorite emoji, the star with the grin. Athlete inspiration, Serena Williams and Heather O'Reilly. Dream event to attend, a Champions League final. Now back to Nander Desideras. His favorite subject is math. Favorite hobby, playing video games. Favorite emoji, 100. Gotta keep it 100, yo. 100% every day. Athlete inspiration, Derek Jeter. Dream event to attend, the Super Bowl. Next we have Charlie Collier, hometown, Mont Bellevue, Texas. Her age is 18, and she's headed to the University of Texas. The Deets. Charlie, a 6'5 power forward, helped the Team USA win bronze at the 2016 FIBA Under-17 Women's World Championship in Spain. During her senior season at Barbers Hill High, she led the Eagles with 30.9 points and 11.5 rebounds per game. She was named the 2017-2018 Texas Gatorade Player of the Year and one of three finalists for the National Award. She was also a McDonald's All-American and was chosen to play in the Jordan Brand Classic. In 4 years on the Barbers Hill varsity team, she scored 3,539 points and grabbed 1,406 rebounds. She's the number two prospect in the class of 2018, according to ESPNW Hoop Girls. Aha moment. The summer she began eighth grade, Charlie, who was already 6'3", attended a camp at the University of Texas about 3.5 hours from her hometown. Coach Karen Aston pulled me to the side and sat down and asked me how I liked the camp. Soon after, she said, I want to offer you a scholarship to the University of Texas. It was me, my dad, my mom, and my brother sitting there. I was like, wow, that's amazing. I'm getting my college paid for. Coach's Corner. When teams double-teamed and triple-teamed her, she developed perimeter shot, and she's become a very good three-point shooter, says Barbers Hill coach Trey Danley, who also noted Charlie's great touch around the basket. Positioning. Texas assistant George Washington has known Charlie since she was in fifth grade, when she was about 5'10", point guard, and he was a high school coach. She used to come to my training sessions and tried to work out with the guards. He recalls they were all older high school kids that she used to work out with as a fifth grader. Evokes. Washington compares her with New York Liberty Center Tina Charles, who was diversified her game. Charlie is best underneath the basket scoring, but her ability to step away and shoot shots and create mismatches and make you come out there and guard her is next level. Her favorite subject is English. Favorite hobby, traveling. Favorite emoji, smiley with the halo. Athlete inspiration, Candace Parker. I have her LA Sparks jersey. I got it when I was in third or fourth grade. I've always been keeping up with her and tried to model my game after her. Dream event to attend, the Grammys. Next, we have football player Nolan Smith, hometown Savannah, Georgia, age 17, verbally committed to Georgia. The deets. Nolan, a 6'3", 234-pound defensive end at Football Power IMG Academy, is ranked as the fifth best player in the class of 2019. In seven games, he put up huge numbers. Nolan had 41 tackles, including 10 for loss, 4 sacks, 1 interception, 1 block punt, and 2 fumble recoveries. And those stats could have been better if teams didn't constantly run the ball away from him. Aha moment. Nolan hasn't had a moment that's made him realize he's special because, in his words, I'm not even good. I'm not even elite. I'm just working every day. A lot of people say a lot of things. You can't believe everything you hear. Well, every major school has been recruiting him, so somebody thinks him highly of him. Coach's Corner. For his age, he's extremely polished, says his defensive line coach Ernie Logan, who played 9 years in the NFL. He can do different pass rush moves. He can pretty much run around kids. He can pretty much do everything I teach, and he can get better. But he's talented technically, and his work ethic and mindset are stuff you can't teach. Evokes. Nolan can play either defensive end or linebacker. That versatility and his speed make him similar to Denver's Von Miller. Team player. I love the camaraderie. People come from all over to play football. At IMG, we have players from overseas, too. To see how we mold together and bond, we're like brothers. Nolan's favorites. Favorite subject is chemistry. Favorite hobby, chess. Playing chess is just like football. When I pass rush, I have to use different moves, too. Plus, it's fun. Favorite emoji? I don't know. the shrug shoulders. Athlete inspiration, Von Miller. Dream event to attend, college football championship. Next we have Josh Sargent, hometown, Ofala, Missouri. Age 18, signed with SV Werder Bremen. The deets. The last 12 months have been eventful for Josh. Last spring, the forward was the youngest member of Team USA's under-20 World Cup squad and scored 4 goals, tied for second among all players at the tournament. Less than 4 months later, at the under-17 World Cup, he was the captain of the United States team that reached the quarterfinals and scored 3 times to tie the United States record for career goals at men's youth World Cups. He made the roster for the seniors team friendly with Portugal in November, but didn't play because of an injury. Josh was named the 2017 United States Soccer Young Male Player of the Year, having made 22 international appearances with 19 goals and 4 assists for the under-17 and under-20 teams. Overseas ambition. He agreed to play for SV Werder Bremen, a club in Germany's Bundesliga, last fall, though he couldn't officially sign a pro contract until he turned 18 in February. By then, he had already earned an assist in his first game with the Werder Bremen's under-23 team and scored a goal in his second. Aha moment. I think soccer just always came naturally for me, and I was good from the very start, says Josh. I guess I would say my very first game when I was 3 years old. I scored 8 goals. Coach's Corner. Josh played club soccer for the LSG Missouri, and Kip Thompson, the director of the boys program there, has seen Josh play since he was in kindergarten. He was always scoring goals. He was always dominant, says Thompson. The way he is today and the way you saw him in the World Cup for the 17s and the 20s, that's how he's been since he was 6 years old. Nothing has changed with him in terms of his ability to take over a game and win games. Evokes. He's got the Wayne Rooney mentality. That Jamie Vardy left mentality where he's a fighter, says Thompson, referring to 2 English Premier League stars. Josh is going to run, and outwork people from the start to the finish in games. The deep. Favorite subject, math. Favorite hobby, playing Xbox with friends. Favorite emoji, athlete inspiration, Ronaldo and Messi. Dream event to attend, the World Cup. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.